Welcome to iKidapod, Iditarod coverage by kids.
Hello, and welcome to iKidapod. We're your hosts for today's program, Jack Iceberg and Donkey Doggy. Today, we will be talking about Meet the Musher, Meet the Dogs intro trivia.
Next, Frosty Bunny will be telling you about the race update.
Today is March 7th, and I'm Frosty Bunny. Here with today's race update, there's a lot happening right now out on the trail. On Iditarod.com, Laro Eklund talked about his 24-hour break, letting the dogs cool down, walk, and eat some good meals. Laro talked about how the rest will help him also. He was feeling a little sluggish. Travis Beal's team shared online that Travis was on his 24-hour rest, but is sick, so taking some antibiotics. His dogs are doing well. Travis still has 16 dogs. He did say that Tsunami ate his sled bag, so he had to sew it back together with floss and a needle. According to Dallas CV's team, they received a positive report about Falu, the dog who was injured during the moose encounter. She was cleared to go home. We also learned that race officials have given a 2-hour penalty to Dallas because the moose that was dispatched was not gutted well enough based on the Iditarod rulebook. So far, 15 mushers have taken their 24-hour rest. Mushers are currently spreading out between McGrath and Cripple, according to Iditarod.com staff. Dallas Seavey was the first musher to reach the Cripple checkpoint, which is halfway point. He wins the Dorothy G. Page Halfway Award and has a choice of either 3,000 in gold nuggets or a smartphone of his choosing with a year of free phone service. The Halfway Award honors the late mother of the Iditarod, Dorothy G. Page. Now for our current race standings. In first place is Dallas CV, who is taking his rest at Cripple. In second place is Nicholas Petit, who is also resting in Cripple. Travis Beals is in third place. Ryan Reddington is in fourth place, and Pete Kaser is in fifth place. All three are out of the O'Fair checkpoint and on the way to Cripple. For the latest race information, be sure to check at iditarod.com.
Hello, I'm Jack Iceberg. I'm here today to tell you guys about Meet the Musher. Today, we're talking about Dallas Seavey. Dallas Seavey was born in Virginia, and his family moved to Seward when he was 5. He is a third-generation musher who grew up helping his dad, Mitch. Dallas Seavey has won multiple awards, like he has won $540,000. He has won the Iditarod 5 times. He won the Yukon Quest Award in 2012. Dallas Seavey is one of 4 mushers to ever hold a champion in both the Yukon Quest and Iditarod champion in its history. Dallas Seavey has started his own racing kennel and started his long life dream of becoming an Iditarod champion. And now here is Sarah Snowflake for the Meet the Dogs.
Hello, I am Sarah Snowflake. I'm going to talk about Anna Burgington's dogs. Some of Anna Burgington's dogs don't race anymore, and some are really young that could do the race. And at each stop, Anna has to let someone take her dog for her. Then she has some dogs to get to the finish line. That's how you know about Meet the Dogs and Meet the Musher in the race.
Hi everybody, my name is Donkey Doggy and I will be talking about facts about Ryan Reddington for the Iditarod podcast. Did you know Ryan Reddington had an injured dog named Wildfire? Wildfire's leg got hurt, but luckily he recovered. Now he returned back to racing. Ryan Reddington performed in many schools and taught many students about his summary of the Iditarod and his life. Ryan Reddington has about 27 dogs. His grandfather is the father of Iditarod because he co-founded the 1,000-mile race in 1973. Ryan Reddington has been mushing ever since he could not hold on to the sled. Ryan is a 2023 champion of the Iditarod Sled Dog Race. Ryan finished top 10 in the Iditarod for 3 years.
We hope you've enjoyed learning about the race, the dogs, and about Dallas. Tune in tomorrow for the latest information. Thank you.